Well, at least during the top five, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the challenges posed by arrogant powers will still continue. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says these challenges will only make the Iranian nation stronger. He points out that the U.S. confrontation with Iran is not something new, but dates back 34 years. He criticizes the United States' so-called fight on terrorism, while it openly supports the anti-Iran terrorist organization, the MKO. The leader has also talked about the economic crisis in the United States. He says while the U.S. boasts about being the wealthiest country in the world, in reality, it has become the world's most indebted nation. Speaking about the U.S. presidential race, Ayatollah Khamenei says, quote, "It is such a disgrace that the candidates should compete in their debates to prove their loyalty to Zionists." He says the U.S. government is only serving the interests of the Zionists. The leader's comments came at a gathering of students ahead of Iran Student Day, which this year falls on November 3rd. It marks the anniversary of the takeover of the U.S. embassy in Tehran, which was dubbed the Den of Espionage. Mohammad Mayandi is a professor at the University of Tehran who joins us in the studio to give us his thoughts on what Iran's leader has said. Well, Professor Mayandi, thanks for talking to us. First of all, the leader talked about challenges, perhaps, that has been imposed on the nation by Western countries. But before we get into that, there are challenges based on the most recent, for example, EU sanctions that these Western countries have posed for themselves, such as in the UK, where it is said that this is going to be threatening to push European winter fuel bills yet higher based on the sanctions on Iran's gas.
It's pretty obvious, I think, to everyone that the higher prices of oil and gas right now are partially due to the sanctions against Iran. And therefore, Europeans and the Americans are sacrificing basically the well-being of their own people for the sake of the Israeli regime. But of course, they also are causing increased anger in Iran and across the globe towards the United States and the Europeans, because they are being seen as trying to make ordinary Iranians suffer, trying to prevent Iranians from importing even wheat and rice and medicine, although they are not as nearly as successful as they'd like to. And this has shown, I think, the very uncivilized side of European and American politics, and it will only hurt their interests in the Middle East, and it will make Iranians more critical, if not hostile, ordinary Iranians towards the United States and the Europeans and their policies.
And of course, Iran's leader, in terms of the new year for Iran, has said this is a year of economic jihad, and an important portion of this regarding economic issues is the focus on domestic production. We could talk a lot about how challenges have been turned into opportunities, but in particular, for example, when it comes to military advancements, it comes to mind, for example, the drone technology, of which Iran has, with the most recent going into Israeli airspace in the occupied Palestinian lands. That's just an example. Perhaps you can shed more light about how these challenges have been turned into opportunities.
Well, in the 1980s, when the Iran-Iraq war was taking place, you know, because of the previous regime's alliance with the United States and the fact that the Pahlavi dynasty was completely dependent upon the United States, the Iranians really did not have a military industry. And so during the initial years of the Iran-Iraq war, the Iranians had major shortcomings. As a result of the sanctions that Western countries and their allies, as well as the Eastern Bloc, imposed upon Iran, Iran began developing its a military industry. At that time, while Saddam Hussein was being given chemical weapons to use against ordinary Iranians, ordinary Iraqis, as well as the Iranian military by Western powers, by the United States, Britain, France, and Germany, and so on, these supposedly civilized Western countries, the Iranians were being prevented from even importing gas masks, obviously so that Iraqi chemical weapons would have maximum effect. So the Iranians saw that they were surrounded basically by hostile forces, and they were being prevented from obtaining weapons to defend themselves, and this caused the country to move towards self-sufficiency in the military industry. And now Iran's military is highly developed, It has missile systems that could strike at American warships in the middle, in the Persian Gulf, if the United States attempts to engage in any aggressive act against Iran. And the Zionist regime, one reason, the main reason why it does not dare attack Iran is because it knows that Iran's response would be very swift and severe. So sanctions have had, they've caused difficulty in the country. The Americans have killed ordinary Iranians and the Europeans by trying to deprive people of medicine and the Iranians the means to defend themselves. But at the end of the day, the Iranians have overcome and they've grown stronger as a result.
Well, it's good to see you. Thank you so much for your statements, Professor Morandi there, University Professor at the University of Tehran. Thank you for your thoughts.